Wind power has become major, particularly here in the Midwest and up and down our corridor. Wind corridor, I will call it. What is wind power's effect on the prairie?
There's not a positive effect. The prairie chickens are kind of an indicator species, I think, to the health of a prairie. We have here the greater prairie chickens. They evolved on prairies. They avoid vertical structures. They avoid trees. They didn't evolve with vertical structures. They, I think, equate a vertical structure with a perch for a predator. Research has shown that prairie chickens won't nest within a mile of a wind turbine. And these wind turbines can be as much as 400, 450 feet tall. They produce quite a bit of noise. They have a pretty large footprint. They'll have a road going to them. And then you have to have transmission lines to transport the energy that's generated. So what it does, basically, is further fracture the prairie and further subdivide it. So the actual area that a wind turbine may occupy may be fairly small, but it will have a very large impact. For that reason and others, a lot of people don't think they're very pretty, and a skyline full of wind turbines isn't usually given a romantic connotation in your view of the Wild West. So the Conservancy's opinion is that without taking a position on wind energy, we feel that they should be in areas that are already disturbed and leave them out of an unbroken, intact prairie landscape that is already very threatened.
We just don't know the extent of the damage. The Indians, of course, are concerned about loss of eagles because that's a sacred bird to them. And I think probably is a fairly good loss of raptors. I'm worried that some of the studies in western Oklahoma discovered that they've been very good at annihilating bats. If you wipe out bat populations or seriously reduce them, then you have insect problems because of the lack of bats. And, of course, as Harvey said, the transmission lines, that's a real disturbance of the area. So wind farms, we'd just as soon see them elsewhere.
Have wind power companies had the audacity to approach the preserve?
They actually have. And we said thanks, but no thanks.
Well, you got to ask, I guess, don't
they? And there's no harm in asking. I mean, it's a business proposition. That's all it is. And I don't have any fault with them asking. They said, well, we thought we knew what your answer would be, but we wanted to ask.
But they know what it does to a prairie, too.
They know, but they don't always say.
Yeah,
right. You know, accentuate the positive. And,
right.
But it has a pretty profound effect. You know, the question is, we've lost a lot of what was the tallgrass prairie. I mean, it was a very expansive, robust ecosystem. We don't have the Carolina parakeets. We don't have the passenger pigeons. When I was a kid, we didn't have white-tailed deer. We didn't have wild turkeys. We didn't have elk. We didn't have bison. We didn't have antelope. They were all killed out. The thinking with settlers was to conquer the American West. It was nature's plethora of opportunity. There weren't any hunting seasons, and people just took it out. All that's been lost. The Wildlife Department has reintroduced deer, reintroduced wild turkeys, different species than what we had, but we still have wild turkeys. But, you know, the Carolina parakeet's extinct. Passenger pigeon's extinct. The Merriam's elk that lived here historically is extinct. So we've lost a lot. How much can you lose and still have a functioning prairie? Prairies are what Walt Whitman called the characteristic American landscape. To the casual visitor that shows up from 11 to 2, when most of the prairie is pretty dormant, not much going on, doesn't get a glimpse of the prairie. But if you're there at the first light of the day and you hear all of the birds calling and you hear the coyotes howling and the sounds of the prairie and the sights and the smells of the prairie, or if you see it the last light of the day, it has a profound effect on you. The more you study it, the more you experience it, the more you appreciate it, and the more you realize how much you do not know about the workings of a prairie.
Hmm.